Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Kendra, thanks for being here. Let's talk about cleaning up this thing with Ronald, shall we?
Yes, please. You make it sound crazy.
Yeah, well, looking at this, you're, wow, you're freaking busy these days, huh? Good Lord.
Oh, well, you could say that. It's kind of weird, potentially being an empty nester at this young age. I mean, obviously, I did know it was coming, but I don't know. It's been an emotional ride these last few months.
Yeah, I mean, we feel like a congrats is in order for the empty nesting, not the
emotional roller coaster.
The other thing. but it was your son. It's your son that graduated, right?
That's right. My baby boy, he's all grown up. It's crazy. I mean, I had him young. I was 19, so I did get an early start, and we've been like little buddies forever. And so now he's off to Wyoming. Of all places.
Oh, wow.
I can't say I was really expecting that. The other thing that I'm dealing with, it isn't helping my stress levels at the moment.
That other thing being Ronald, I guess.
I don't know what's changed with him. We hadn't really been official or anything, but I felt like that's where things were heading, and now I'm not really sure. I'm just questioning everything. I mean, he's been really distant.
Okay, well, how distant?
He just seems different now. I'm not sure where any of this is coming from. I'm kind of worried that he thinks, well, I don't know how he feels about this
situation?
Yeah.
I'm just worried he might be looking at me as old. You know, I mean, I have a child graduating high school. I mean, I know I'm not old, but
wow, okay.
It's a pretty big life milestone. I'm just worried that it's crossing his mind. Maybe it's freaking him out a little bit. What if he thinks that I'm lying about my age? Or...
Man, that would be stupid, though, like for both of you, right?
I know, but that's what I'm saying. He knows Ethan. And my son, Ethan, and they're not close or anything like that. But I mean, they've known each other, and he's always known that I have an 18-year-old. I wasn't pretending I didn't do that or anything like that.
You're hiding him.
So it could just...
Yeah.
Exactly. I wasn't hiding him. So I could just be being paranoid. I don't know.
I mean, I would think he'd be amped at some level, right? Like, I mean, you got more time on your hands.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a lot of freedom here.
Yeah, right? And is it bad that I see it like that? I love my son more than anything in the world. But, I mean, it's not going to suck not having to go to football games on Friday nights and pick up bowls of God only knows.
Oh, Lord.
Off of every surface in my house.
Yeah.
So I am hoping that y'all can do whatever it is you do and we can go out, have a nice night, and figure it all out.
Yeah, let's
absolutely
do whatever it is that we do.
We have no idea either. Okay, so we're going to call Ronald and talk to him. That's coming up next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, so Kendra,
yeah,
is soon to be an empty nester.
Yeah,
son's graduated high school,
which way earlier than most. But that's dope, dude. That's great.
Yeah,
that's great news.
She had him early. She was 19,
mm-hmm.
So she's been seeing Ronald. She's worried now that even though she's not old, he might see her that way.
Yes,
because
yes.
of everything that's going on with this graduation,
kind of put
feels
a different
like it's aged her?
Shade on the whole thing. I don't
I could
know.
Kind of see, maybe.
Yeah, but
that seems
silly.
Like an easy workaround. So let's get Ronald on the phone and see if we can't work our magic. Hey, is this Ronald?
Yeah, this is Ronald.
Hey, man, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How are you?
Good, I guess.
glad to hear it. So we're calling Ronald because we got an email about you where someone said you might enjoy this free date night package we give away on our radio show here. Okay, so you pick whatever you want to do. We'll pay for everything, and it's a pretty great little thing. But before we get too far into this, we do need you to agree to one part of this. One itsy bitsy,
nothing crazy. Yeah,
that figures. What is it?
So to get the date, you just have to agree to use it with the person who sent that email. So she's the one who actually entered you for the contest.
Oh, I see. Lordy, lordy. it's Kendra, isn't it?
It is.
Lordy,
yes.
Lordy.
Lordy,
yes.
Lordy. It's
absolutely.
Kendra.
Okay. So why did she... I mean, what's this for? There's nothing like, I don't have any birthdays coming up until like December. So, I mean, there's nothing.
You have more than.
Okay. Hey. No, look, dude, we have her on the phone too. Do you just want to like ask her? Or?
Hey, Ronald. It's me. It's not for anything special or anything like that. It's for us. You know, you've been feeling kind of different lately, and I get the feeling that something's wrong. So I figured why not call you up on the radio and
well,
do this.
Yeah, I mean, like, how long have we known each other? It's been hard watching you, Kendra, handle this whole Ethan thing.
What do you mean, like him leaving home, and you know,
it's gonna be emotional.
Yeah,
more the way he's leaving. I guess I don't want to say I feel like Kendra mishandled it, but I was hoping she'd come to her senses before now, honestly.
What do you mean about come to my senses about what?
About college. I mean, he came to me and to vent about it a few weeks ago. It's Kendra, this is a big deal to him. I just don't understand why you can't see that.
Is this something y'all can get into here? I mean, what's the issue?
Yeah, so I guess like the short version is, she was going to pay for for Ethan's college.
Okay.
They had this whole plan, and then, I don't know, she just kind of, like, called backsies on it, the whole thing.
Oh, what? Backsies. I resent that. It's not fair. I mean, that's not how it went. You don't even understand what happened.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, I did tell him that I would pay for college, and that was something that I fully intended on doing. But we hadn't discussed where, and I was thinking that he would go in-state somewhere, get a scholarship of some kind. He had a lot of interest.
Oh.
But, yeah, instead he decided to throw it all away and follow some girl out to Wyoming.
Oh.
And that is not the plan that we'd agreed on. I mean, it's a bad idea, and I just don't want him to think that I support that decision. I know it sounds harsh, but...
But what? It's his life, you know? I mean, he's been dating this girl for over a year now. I mean, it's not like they just met, you know? You told him that you were paying for college, and he's never questioned it. But now, you know, he's going to be taking out loans, and I don't know. I mean, I know it's not a money thing, and maybe that's what upsets me so much about this. It's like, well, what are you doing? You're just trying to prove a point?
Well, I told him when he brought up the idea that I was not going to pay for him to run off with some girl to Wyoming. So he's known that, and he made the choice anyway. I refuse to just be an ATM while they play house. Okay? He's not even going to a university. Did he tell you that? It was too late. So he's just doing community college in Wyoming, and then he's hoping to transfer.
Huh.
There's nothing for him to do there except for Kate. Do you get that? He's throwing his life away.
I mean,
he's not, though. He's not. And clearly, I mean, you don't understand where he's coming from. You told him that you were paying for college no matter what. And you've been telling him that for years. And now, you know, all of a sudden, you cut him off? I mean, you just meant you'd pay for his college, you know, as long as he followed the plan you wanted him to follow.
Well, I'm allowed to make whatever decision I think is best for him. I'm his mother. I was more than happy to pay for college. And, I mean, you're right. I did tell him throughout his childhood, but probably because I wasn't thinking when he was 12 that I'd be shipping him across state lines to follow some cheerleader. I was a 19-year-old mother, okay? This is not what we're doing here.
What's wrong with your life, Kendra? You know, I mean, I know it's been hard, but the fact that you could even consider paying for his education is amazing.
That's true.
In itself.
Yeah.
I mean, problem is you broke your word to your kid. And when you say something like that, when you, I mean, you have to deliver. You don't have to agree with everything he's doing, but you committed, and now you need to pony up, you know, period.
I just don't understand why you're making me out to be the bad guy here. You keep saying it's his life, and you're not wrong, but he knows the stakes. He knows what I will and I won't do, so he can make a decision for himself, and he did, and he's grown, right?
Yeah, well, and what if that decision includes never speaking to you again?
Oh, wow.
Man, this is hard.
Yeah, would it be okay if we had y'all hang on? Like maybe chill for a bit while we take some calls?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
I think most parents will agree with me. You have to have your limits. You want the best for your kid, and that is not a crime.
Okay, no, just sit tight, all right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.